This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to see how controversial my co-host Rachel Parent can get, or how well she deflects from controversy, because I can tell she's so good, she's so smooth. You know, I'll throw something at her, and she'll find a way to maneuver it diplomatically. And I love and appreciate that about you, Rachel, because ultimately, even though I'm a little more hard-edged and politically incorrect, because I'm in talk radio 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, people don't tune in to hear a milk toast, everybody mamby-pamby around everything. Just they need directness. Because the mainstream media is arguing, oh my gosh, if you say anything that upsets anybody,
of course,
my gosh, if we get upset, this is the concept of snowflake, the snowflake generation, they've called it. And I believe that a lot of the reasons this has happened is due to the deficiencies in the diet generations now, the toxicity issue, the heavy metals, the hammering of the nervous system has been not just your generation, but previous to this point, but your generation has been, let's just say, injected with toxic poisons in addition to other environmental. But, I mean, let's take the toxic environment, let's put it in a syringe and give it to a baby, right? This is what they're doing. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, that's up to you. But I will tell you that when you investigate what's in a vaccine, if that were in and on your food, you wouldn't eat it, okay? Tell me that's good for injecting into innocent little babies, okay? We don't have deficiencies in mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum. We don't need to inject aborted fetal cells or animal RNA or DNA. Antibiotics, stabilizers, adjuvants to aggravate on purpose. So every way we look at this, it does not honor the natural way of nature's, let's just call it, how do we interact with the world? We interact like kids, they'll eat stuff. You're like, don't put that in your mouth. But it's teaching their immune system. It's training. It's not
still the antibodies.
You got it. Yeah. Through the way that normally through the skin is intact, but you have the interaction of the microflora, our microbiome, which is an environment into itself. And so I know, again, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, Rachel. You understand? But the way I'm laying it out,
you're
going
to get me in trouble.
There's no way around this, though. If you're an environmentalist, if you believe in clean environments, how do you argue for injecting toxic pollutants into people? And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're pro or anti, except that if we look at this as an environmental issue, you step back and you go, wait a second, there's more than what they're trying to tell us.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, some of the ingredients that are going into vaccines are definitely not beneficial for anyone, and I definitely believe that we need to see more studies coming from this side of the argument, too, because, you know, there needs to be more information constantly coming out. And I agree, it's very similar to GMOs. We need to see more scientific evidence, and especially with GMOs not being labeled, we don't even have the right to know, and it's a very similar situation. So.
You're right. How many doctors will show, this is what's in what I'm going to inject into you or your child. Do you have a right to know what it is? I want to know, so I want to make an informed decision about it. And guess what? MIT researcher, you know who I'm talking about? Stephanie Seneff,
yeah, I love her.
Guess what she found in vaccines?
Glyphosate. Yeah.
Excuse me? We're talking about not eating it. Now you're going to go, oh, well, it's okay to inject it. I don't think so. So this is the contamination that has been so completely overrunning even what they call pure medicine, if they want to call it that. But there's a lot of contamination issues that they don't. Just like we talked about with the organic standards, are they testing for heavy metals? Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
What about what they're injecting? Are they testing for glyphosate? No, not at all. So it's not a controversial issue. If you look at it this way, what's the controversy? That we're not talking about this, honestly, openly.
Mm-hmm. For sure, and I think it's, again, very similar, you know, different systems, but our food system is similar in a way, is that it's not properly regulated, and it's similar to, you know, problems within the pharma system. Things just aren't regulated in the way that they need to be, and we need to start seeing more of a regulation system. I mean, even I went to visit our Minister of Health here in Canada, and they told me that they weren't responsible for GMO labeling at all. And then they redirected me to the scientists who said that they weren't responsible. And when I asked who really is responsible for mandatory GMO labeling, they said, you know, it's probably the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, but they probably wouldn't want to label anyways. So it's this whole runaround circle where really in the end, nobody is responsible for the regulation of genetically engineered foods. And we're eating these foods, you know, 2-3 times a day if you're not aware of what you're putting in your body. So that's the problem.
So if we're looking, again, as I said, to have government do the job that they have, let's say, mucked up so badly, right, I believe that's part of the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing you've always done and expecting the same result. You're going to give power to the people that already have more power in government than any other entity or group.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, please, I know you screwed it up, but can you just do it right this time?
Yep.
And I don't know if you remember Peanuts and Snoopy and all that. Their little Lucy was holding the ball for Charlie Brown every time. I promise you, this time I'm not going to remove the ball. If you just vote the right people in, it's all going to be better. How many times you vote them? And then they might have been good going in, but somebody bought them once they got there, with very rare exception. And
yeah,
the ball gets removed every time you get. I was like, what happened? In the United States, Obama was sold as the environmental president. He promoted more. There was a lot of Monsanto GMO stuff happening under his watch. I'm telling you, this is not a left or a right issue, folks. They manipulate you. Have you studied the Hegelian dialectic?
I have not. No.
Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I don't know enough about it.
Super Don loves it when I bring up the Hegelian dialectic. Hegel, the philosopher, said it's about thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. So you have an idea, you have the opposite idea, you mesh them together to coerce, if you will, or manipulate the thought, the consciousness, into a direction you want. So a lot of this political divide, environmentalists, anti-environmentalists, it's a nonsense argument. The people who you consider, oh, these people hate the environment, you'll find out, if you go visit them, as we learn, if they're skeptical of that, they're probably more environmentally conscious in doing it. You see, that doesn't make the news. And so you have this manipulation of thought by entities that want to control us through our emotions, our fear, our anger, our hatred. Hatred leads to the dark side. You've heard that, right? So what do we do? How do we get out of that anger band? So I can be angry about the government and the regulators and the Monsantos of the world. Ultimately, I don't want to feed them at all with my anger, much less with my money. I'd rather pull out, withdraw from their, you know, their how do they, what's their energy field? How do they get the energy from us, right? And I say, withdraw consent, grow a garden. Teach your neighbors, your family, get together with the kids you know and say, my gosh, we got to do it differently. If we think those bozos in, where's your, Ottawa?
Ottawa, Parliament.
Or D.C., where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to correct it? You're waiting for Godot. You know that play, Waiting for Godot?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, this is it. Next generation got to get it because we screwed up by putting so much faith in centralized bureaucracy and authority. Oh, they'll protect us. I can be a slacktivist.
Yeah, and actually there's a march against Monsanto coming up May 19th.
Yes.
So I really encourage, it's global, it's happening in every city, every country, so please find your local one. Go to your local march against Monsanto happening May 19th. I unfortunately won't be able to attend the one in Toronto happening as I'll be traveling for speaking, but I really encourage everyone, if you live in the Toronto area, there's going to be a great march happening. Find out where it's starting and join the movement.
March against Monsanto. I think I've been invited to Miami, Florida. I think I got to make the call to confirm it, but I might be with you all way down south at the March Against Monsanto. I did it last year in Orlando, and that was fun. Although it's interesting, you mentioned the flat earth thing. See, I think this conflation of skepticism, which I think is healthy, to the point where it's so radically extreme, and I don't think I'm saying it right, but just so bizarre that it's used to discredit the things that they do get right. Because it's right to be skeptical, but when you start telling me we're living on a piece of paper, I can't go with you on that. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm just saying. But it's utilized, again, I think this is a psychological operation to discredit all the other things that you do get.
A lot of people who are in the GMO movement or, you know, vaccination movement, whatever it may be, a lot of us are associated with flat earth movement as well. And it's, they're very, all three of them are very, very separate things. And, you know, a couple of things in terms of vaccines and GMOs,
you'll
many people overlap
over, yeah,
a little bit, but they are, for the most part, very separate. And so it's interesting to see how a lot of times, you know, especially the GMO movement is very discredited with being flat earthers and being a part of that. And nothing against that. If you're interested in flat earth movement, go for it. But it's interesting how a lot of people portray, you know, different movements.
But it's utilized to discredit everything 100%. Else associated with it. So this is how this game is played, folks.
Yep.
And I think Jeffrey Smith was once discredited because he's a dancer.
Yes.
You remember him saying that?
Yes, I remember that.
They attacked him on sale. I was like, what do we got against? Oh,
for being a ballroom
dancer.
He's
a ballroom dancer. Don't listen to him, right? Are you kidding me? Those ballroom dancers are awesome. My mom does West Coast Swing. She's 84 on zero drugs, eating organic non-GMO, and she goes out dancing twice a week. You tell me. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to be able to dance it.
I used to do ballroom dancing.
Did you really?
I did when I was younger. Nothing against ballroom dancers. Power to you.
My daughter's new school next year, apparently they're doing ballroom dancing too, although she does all kinds of crazy dancing too. But this is fun. I appreciate you being here. This is really great. Those of you just tuning in, Rachel, you get Rachel's News, at Rachel's News. That's on Twitter, kidsrighttoknow.com. And you can plug your teens, your young people in and see the next generation of not slacktivists, but real activists. And I think learning to do it hopefully more efficiently than some of us old people have done it. I'm trying my level best to make that change and switch to say, it's like the Kung Fu. Kung Fu is about the law of economy. Using, you know, getting the most out of every movement, every drop, not wasting our energy and because we've done a lot to waste, maybe because we had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn, oh my gosh, that doesn't work. Do we keep doing that harder or do we find another way?
Yeah, exactly. And now's the time more than ever. This is our opportunity and we have the skills. We do have social media, which can be helpful. I use social media all the time and it's really wonderful for bringing people together, especially to marches and all of the events we have celebrating the environment and working towards protecting it. But we need to do more than just be on social media, and that's what I really encourage everyone to do.
All right. Super Don's going to be real mad at me because we did nothing we had planned to do in that segment. I mean, nothing. I mean, I totally went off on a tangent. It was great, but we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about another CDC vaccine scandal, this time related to the dreaded, scary, oh my gosh, everyone's going to die, chickenpox. Chickenpox? Really? Okay. Yeah, let's talk about it when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, I got to remember what I'm talking about here. I got producers everywhere now. It's awesome. Keep me on track. Super Don, you were so nice to me for not calling me out on that. I called myself out on that because I could hear you thinking, dude, I asked him if he read the thing. He didn't even talk about it in the first segment. Am I okay with you? Are we okay?
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, You went with the flow. To what you think are the rules of radio. You got to do what feels right, right?
That's interesting, Super Don, because I know that you're all about that, and like a lot of times I will, and I'm so out of the script. I don't script anything pretty much, and so I try because Super Don does a great job as my producer, amazing, to put these stories together, help me cull them and go through them, and for me to not do when I feel like I was a bad host or something. And Super Don says, no, I'm proud of you because you went with the flow. So thank you, Super Don.
Now don't screw it up by trying to include everything from that segment into everything you were supposed to do with this segment and get it all done all at the same time.
See, this is what I hear behind the scenes. So,
exactly.
All right, let's go to the varicella vaccine. This is one of those things that would be, and I told you so, because I've been saying for as long as I've been on radio, the chicken pox, the measles, these are benign childhood rites of passage. They actually facilitate immune development. There's evidence in the scientific literature that it's likely to prevent chronic diseases, immune disorders, autoimmune disorders, cancer even, because you allow the system to develop as it was designed. Okay, so what we have here is this obsession with prevention of diseases that will not kill you. No way they'll kill. They'll point to somebody. Oh, well, that person died. But they'll never consider or allow you to consider the mitigating circumstances of the individual who did perish, whether it be the flu or anything, that there are always other circumstances underlying it that weaken their immune system to such a devastating place or way that they can't respond appropriately and overcome it. A healthy child will get through it. Maybe it's not so pleasant. I went through it. My kids went through it. We got them the chicken pox, the measles. And in the 1970s, a show called The Brady Bunch. You remember The Brady Bunch?
I watched one episode.
Yeah, oh, one episode. Well, there's one episode that was about the measles. The measles. This was a sitcom. And it was a joke. The whole show was about how funny the measles were. The kids were happy. They got to miss school. And now you hear the word measles, and oh, my God, the world is coming to an end. Yeah. How did that happen in the span of a few generations? That was not by accident. That's by design. Yeah. They eliminate tribal knowledge among any tribe. And I'm talking about tribes in Canada, tribes in America. I mean, we're talking regular folks. They eliminate the history, the connection to history, and suddenly they've convinced you that benign childhood infections that help the immune system are devastating and deadly and should be prevented at all costs. And now the CDC, they've had data on this. They acknowledge it. The children that are getting the chickenpox vaccines are actually getting shingles, something that never happened in kids.
This is so severe.
Yeah, and the shingles is caused by the same virus, okay? So the idea of because they are not getting natural immunity anymore because they've gone to artificial induction of antibodies, which is not the same way the natural world does it. And that's the important thing here. We have to distinguish. Now, this is not me arguing against scientific advancement in any way, shape, or form, but it's about acknowledging how we can learn from nature and say, oh, my gosh, is it more complex than just an antibody? Because if you have an antibody for chickenpox and you still get shingles, maybe there's other factors of your immune system beyond the antibody that are at play here that they're completely ignoring by injecting you with these toxins.
Right, and I mean, even going to our food, glyphosate, the way it works is it blocks this pathway in the plant that allows it to create and absorb nutrients and amino acids. And while our bodies don't have this exact system, mm-hmm. our gut flora does. And our gut flora isn't just responsible for absorbing nutrients, it's actually responsible for our immune systems as well. So we're constantly lowering our immune systems every time we're eating glyphosate, and all of this factors into so many more diseases that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the studies, they actually found that, you know, these things I've been saying for years are for real. They're real. And once again, the CDC buries the data, attacks those who try to present the data. If you can read this story, and you can, go to robertscottbell.com, download the story out of Health Impact News, and you'll begin to see this sordid tale of the Centers for Disease Creation scientists that have conflicts of interest from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the vaccine manufacturers. And there's no liability if that vaccine harms or kills you or your children. You can't sue them. I don't know in Canada if you can sue them, but you can't in the United States.
I believe it's the same.
Same thing. So they're completely no liability. Anything that has been well removed from liability, there's no incentive to make it safer or better, much less expensive if you want that. But we're going to do our level best to do better in the next segment. Although Superdon says I did pretty okay so far. I know Rachel's
doing
awesome
great
over there. We got more questions of the day related to silver and Rachel and the family. You guys do the sovereign silver too. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Go to robertscottbell.com. Watch us on YouTube. We're still here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Taking my CBD oil right here live on the air from my friends at CB Sciences. If you go to Plus CBD Oil, PlusCBDOil.com, you can go to their website, order direct, mostly around, I think maybe North American, Canada, I'm not sure, but you can in the United States, and they'll ship it to you direct, and there's a discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, RSB15. RSB15 saves you 15%. Also, a shout-out to my friends at Better Way Health down there in Atlanta. They have the Beta 1 3D Glucan, one of the best immune modulators on planet Earth, completely safe. You can't overdose on it or anything. And so if you're immunocompromised, you don't need to hyperstimulate immunity, modulate immunity. And speaking of immunity and the immune system, how does silver play a role there? We've got questions of the day coming in on silver. And I know, Rachel, I don't know if you were introduced here at the show like 2 or 3 years ago, because we had a lot of silver going on the last few years at Total Health, right?
Yeah.
Has it been something you've been able to integrate into your family and use?
Yeah, I think I've been using it since I was very young, especially, you know, when you have a flu or a cold, mm-hmm. it's very helpful with trying to combat the virus side of things.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where I've been using it. But I do know a lot of people use it daily in their lifestyle. I know you'll talk about that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here's a question from Sandy. And I don't know if this is Sandy from, what was that movie, Grease? Remember
mm-hmm.
that? No, not that Sandy, probably not. Olivia Newton-John probably does use Sovereign Silver. I'm just guessing. I'm thinking. She's into holistic stuff. I take Sovereign Silver every day, Sandy says. I can't remember to take 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. So is it okay if I take 1 tablespoon in the morning instead? Does the body only utilize 1 teaspoon at a time? Sandy, now that's a great question. That is a great question. Now, your body can utilize a tablespoon at a time or a gallon at a time, but it's not going to be time released for the whole day. So you're going to get a flood of silver into the system, maybe more than you need. Fortunately, not harmful in the case of the Sovereign Silver, the hydrosol we use. But you're not going to get the benefit, let's say, if there is something circulating in your system that you're trying to address. Rachel, you mentioned viruses. Viruses replicate.
Yep.
They replicate fast. So if you throw 1 dose of that silver in, whether it's a teaspoon or a tablespoon, there might be a little bit more silver in that dose, but it's still going to diminish in activity very quickly. So the ideal scenario is to repeat that dose throughout the day. If it's 3 times a day, it's an immune-building dose. We talk about modulating immunity. I just mentioned that. So, Kazuntai, you need some silver? Here you go. Spray some silver. That's mom. What's going on over there? I was sneezing a little bit earlier today, too. I don't know if it was debris from the outside or what. But the idea for Sandy is that you take the 3 because you keep a little bit of active silver throughout the day. It's more of a preventive building. You're not in a crisis. You don't want to. And people that used to get the colds and flus every year, they do that through the winter months, and they say, wow, I didn't get sick this time.
Yep.
Because they didn't wait.
Well, exactly. And it is preventative care as well, making sure that, you know, you're taking these supplements and that you're eating properly and nourishing your body in a way that it can fight off these issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So mom approved? Silver, yes. Thumbs up for mom. I know my mom utilizes it, and I tell her to nebulize it when she has a lung issue, because that's her weak point, my mom. If she doesn't take care of herself well, is out, eats the wrong thing, she feels it here in her lungs. So one of the things I say, if you take this spray, and I have this here, and I spray it, I can't breathe it in. It's actually too large. It's still in a it's semi-vaporous, but it's not the same as when you nebulize.
Right.
What are you laughing at? What?
No, just inhaling the. It was interesting.
I wanted to show you. See, I'm willing to throw my body at risk, right, to show you what I'm talking about. If you spray this and try to breathe in it, you will cough. But if you take it and put it in a nebulizer. Have you ever seen a nebulizer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a machine that takes the liquid and turns it into a really micronized vaporous state that you can breathe in.
Right.
And the breathing treatments are miraculous. I've had people with pneumonia come out of pneumonia in 24 hours after a year of suffering, and no drug helped them. I mean, this is serious stuff. So we have the capacity to do amazing things with silver in the right form safely. But the question that Michael asked is, because he saw my YouTube about it, I nebulize on YouTube, so people, I wanted to demystify. I was like, this is not a big deal, guys. So our family passes around the nebulizer like it's a joint. It's not a joint. It's a nebulizer, okay? And silver's in it, okay? And we've done this for our kids when they have a cough. So he says he did the nebulizing, but he wanted to know if the nano, he called it silver, could get in the way of oxygen exchange in the lungs. No, not in the form that we're talking about here. If you're working in a factory, because most of the issues of toxicity with silver are like in factory situations where you're talking micronized dust particles of all kinds of metallic components breathing in. That's a lot different. We're talking huge. I mean, boulders don't even cut it. It's mountain-sized particles at that point when you breathe in. That's physical obstruction. But when we talk about hydrosol technology, we're talking a nanometer, a billionth of a meter. And your body has a normal way it interacts with metal at that level, particularly silver, because it's benign for healthy tissue. And it can bind and excrete it readily. Now, let's see. Would it get in the way of oxygen exchange? No, because silver, in fact, facilitates even more oxygen uptake. Did you know that silver can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen?
I did not know that.
Because she didn't come to my lecture last year. She's too busy.
I'm sorry.
She's a big rock star. Why would she come to my lecture? I'm teasing. But yeah, no, this is one of those egghead moments, right? 10 times its atomic weight. The warmer the silver is, my gosh, you're getting a lot of oxygen in, right? And so you can oxygenate your own white blood cells, your B lymphocytes. There's a lot of good reasons why it's a beneficial, let's say, interaction with the lungs, people with asthma and bronchitis. And page 101 of this book, Unlock the Power to Heal, right here. Good loving for your lungs. One of the things I talk about is the nebulization of silver safely and appropriately. So, Michael, great question. Let's see. Filtration, no problem with the kidneys. The main excretion route is via the liver, phase 2 conjugation in the liver. It's a selenium-dependent pathway, and then out through the colon primarily. 24 to 48 hours, it's pretty much cleared, okay? Now, the debris field of a toxicological exposure in a plant of some kind, that's different. We're talking about the form colloidal or the hydrosol form. Do you have a memory of any particular time? You mentioned, like, cold and flu season.
Specifically around cold and flu season, yeah.
Have you ever used the gel topically?
I have not.
Oh, dude, this is so awesome. You ever get a cut or scrape or a burn?
Okay.
I mean, you put it on a burn wound, and it's like in a minute you don't feel the pain anymore.
Really?
And within days, it's like it should have scarred, and there's no evidence it ever happened.
That's so interesting.
That's just one of silver's most amazing benefits. So it helps to heal tissue as well. So, Super Don, you got any new silver stories I should tell about the grandbabies or anything, or you want to tell?
Nothing new so far. I did, I got to see the newest grandbaby last week, I think it was. And, before my daughter left, I did what every good grandparent should do, and I handed off a bottle of the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. Because that stuff is, great for little kids, especially for diaper rash.
Ooh, yeah, diaper rash, right? Yeah. I still get diaper rash. Wait, no, that's not me. That was somebody else.
Wait a minute. You're not that old.
That's not me. Sorry. Yes, no, I was going the other way. I don't know what I was thinking. Forgive me. But if you happen to have it, that's, all right. Listen, the silver will take care of it. So that's excellent. Now, one more controversial discussion on the vaccine issue. And this is coming out of Nevada. So this is not me saying it. This is coming out of the Nevada health officials. They're announcing the number of people who died from flu who also were vaccinated. So, as much as the officials have acknowledged that 5 to 15% efficacy rate of the flu shot, now we find out not only does it not prevent the flu, if you get the flu shot and you might get the flu or something, you could end up dead. And they said this last flu season, 57 people died of flu, what they said. And 23% of those deaths happen to fully vaccinated individuals. So when they make the claim that it works, they're lying. When they make the claim that it reduces severity of those who get the flu, they're lying. There's no data. There's no science to support that. And when they say you're less likely to die, they've never done stats except now Nevada is saying, you know what? You're not necessarily going to live if you get the flu shot. By the way, most of those shots contain 25 micrograms of mercury. Mercury, the second most toxic metal known to man. And even if you get the unit dose vial, which contains less mercury, it's not mercury free, and that's true of all shots, because the base components are preserved with mercury. As long as they don't add extra mercury to preserve it at the end, they can claim it's mercury free. Now, have you ever heard of anybody that's deficient in mercury?
I have not.
So why? Why would they put it in there?
Well, it's such a toxic substance for us, too, and everyone's trying to, get rid of these heavy toxic metals in their bodies, and mercury is one of them. So that's a really big issue.
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you. Go to Nevada Stats. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and we'll get you plugged into all the things that the mainstream media won't tell you about so many things. Now, I've got some upcoming events here. Rachel, you're going to be with me at Total Health. You're going to be doing some awesome stuff and a lecture on Sunday. Are there any other events for my listening audience if you're traveling around the world? We've got people listening all over the world that they should know about. They could come meet you and see you and see what's going on.
Well, you can find my schedule online. I post about my upcoming events all the time. So follow me on Twitter or Instagram, which you'll find me at Rachel's News, or on Facebook. You can look at our Kids Right to Know page or follow me, Rachel Parent. And then, keep up to date with what we're doing. Go to our website, like we said before, kidsrighttoknow.com, and find out how you can help. We always need people to volunteer, people to get involved. And this is a really great way if you want to get you know, involved in food issues and environmental issues, this is the perfect way to, you know, especially get young kids interested.
Beautiful. Now, we also have upcoming events this week. After Total Health, I've got to go to Orlando for the Best Answer for Cancer. And I think on Thursday morning, I'll be lecturing to the doctors there about molecular hydrogen for cancer. That's going to be fascinating. And then we have the Treating Cancer with Cannabis event in Detroit, Michigan. And then the U.S. Health Freedom Congress is in St. Paul, Minnesota. And this is, you know, the health freedom leaders from North America coming together and strategizing. And there's a youth program for the first time ever, oh, interestingly enough. So I'm inviting teenagers to come and participate and learn and, you know, take it to the next level. We've got a lot to do to fight for our freedom to heal. All right.
And go to the March Against Monsanto, May 19th.
That's right. I've got to add that into the mix. And I'll be in, look like I might be in Miami. I'll confirm that later. And then the big one, you Torontonians, if you're watching, I know you have a nonstop flight from here to Curacao. I'm going to be part of a week-long healing health retreat in Curacao, August 5th through the 11th, with Dr. Sunil Pai, an MD. He wrote An Inflammation Nation. He's all about organic and you know, lower on the food chain, vegetarian, vegan as well. And we're going to have a great week down there in Curacao. I met with the Ministry of Health down there.
Very interesting.
They pulled fluoride out of the water down there. They're very interested in becoming the wellness destination. So if you think about your holiday this summer, you want it's outside of the hurricane zone, you can do it. We'll be there a week healing on the beach, good, clean, organic, vegetarian fare. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, delicious. And there'll be more that we'll add, but go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we do it, like right now, on YouTube as well. We'll be back to wrap it up with Rachel Parent and Poppy Seed Muffins. Ooh, and something in them you don't want. We'll talk about that after the break. Gosh, why did the CDC do that too?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do y'all want to see more of Rachel Parent this weekend? Come to the Total Health Show.
Yeah, come visit me.
Right? And if she's not too busy, which she will be, but she's always welcome on this show.
Oh, thank you
right?
so much.
And really appreciate you just rolling with it. It's like a champion, you know.
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun.
This is great. This is great. Will you need a passport for Curacao? Yes, Margaret. You will need a passport. I think some of the Caribbean countries you didn't used to, but I think you do to go to Curacao. It's like going to the Netherlands. Except you're not going to Europe, although it's kind of Netherlands-like, except for the weather. But it's cool down there. It's really awesome, or hot, but it'll be great. So I hope to see you there. Get a passport now while you can. You have time to get it. Let's see. We got upcoming events in the show notes. They're there. Rachel, you said, was there another event we missed or other invitation to kids out there?
Yeah. So I was talking a little bit more about soil regeneration and how we can actually absorb excess carbon from our atmosphere back into the soil where it belongs. And I'm actually working with this organization called Regeneration International, and I'm working on creating a youth program. So if there are any young people out there listening or any parents who have children, teens, please email me. You can email me youth@regenerationinternational.org and get in touch with me. We are always looking for more people. We're in the beginning development of this project, and it's going to be a really exciting, interesting place where you're going to want to be involved.
That is so awesome. And I wish I was a kid again. Come up and be able to do those things.
You're a kid at heart, so that's all that counts.
Well, okay, somebody recognized it. I feel like I'm appreciated now. All right,
good.
Folks. So we got one more story. You had mentioned poppy seed allergies, interestingly enough, right? How weird is that? Poppy seed muffins, poppy seed bagels. Some people have said, my gosh, poppy seeds are going to trigger a positive drug test, right? I think you have to eat a lot of poppy seeds for that.
Yeah, that'd be overload.
But then again, I've said this about the CBD, because there's relatively no THC. It's fractional. But if you're a military pilot or an airline pilot, they do tests that go down to a ridiculous level. And so you can't risk it But from an average employment drug test, if you're concerned, it's not going to trigger those. But we have an interesting poppy seed muffin story. I'm not a big fan of the CDC. Maybe you just figured that out. In Atlanta, they're very corrupted with vaccine non-science, etc. Conflicts of interest galore. Now, the question is, do they have conflicts of interest? Is there a reason they don't want us to eat poppy seed muffins? Now, if you do, hopefully you would go organic flour, you know, and do some things that are going to be healthier for you. But poppy seeds should not be correlated with ticks. Don't do that, CDC. Apparently people are upset. Superdon, are you upset? Do you get your poppy seed muffins? Because the CDC published something on their Twitter account, and it shows this beautiful, delicious, probably overly sweet poppy seed muffin, and then a close-up of it. Look closer. Those aren't poppy seeds. They're ticks.
Oh, that's awful.
That is awful.
Well, right. I guess that's one way to get your attention, right? But... look, I understand. Tick-borne diseases, we've talked about this, actually just recently, because it's that season again.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people dealing with Lyme disease and other things. And so, you know, the CDC, I think they had good intentions here. They just wanted people to be aware, but not thinking of the fact that now probably half a million people that have seen this post now will no longer ever be able to eat a poppy seed muffin ever again.
Right.
Nope. Right? Rachel's happy she's allergic now. She's like, oh, thank gosh.
Just, I don't out of wrong. Nowhere, I'm allergic to poppy seeds, but I'm okay with that.
Now I'm okay with that because you see that. You're like, ticks? They're poppies? No, they're ticks. No. And I think, again, their point was you don't necessarily see the ticks. There are large ones, but there are the deer ticks or tiny ones. And people are concerned about Lyme disease. That's the Borrelia spirochete. By the way, the most powerful adjunct to any protocol to heal or overcome Lyme disease is the silver. And there are physicians utilizing it intravenously as well to saturate the tissues more totally to get you through that. And I've worked with many physicians over the years that have successfully integrated that for Lyme disease protocols. So there's a lot of things going on in Lyme disease. I don't think it's only the spirochete, the Borrelia, but that is an issue. Now, if I were to get a tick bite, I mean, I would obviously, you want to remove it. I would flood my body with silver over the next 24 to 48 hours, even just orally, just constantly, constantly, constantly. And remember, even at 2,000 times the reference dose with the hydrosol form in particular, but you're really not harming your gut ecology. This is a bizarre thing. People don't realize it. Yeah, it's an antimicrobial, but it doesn't disrupt gut ecology biodiversity. And biodiversity is key. You know that as environmentalism. Biodiversity, exactly. This is key. That's the difference. Antibiotics disrupt biodiversity, destroy it utterly. But not the silver, and not Rachel Parent. She's bringing biodiversity back, making it adorable, cute, wonderful, and resilient, and powerful. What other kind of things do you need?
We're working empowering. We're working together, and at the end of the day, it's everyone, including him, that's making the difference. We need more people like yourself to be involved, and thank you for all that you do.
That's it, Rachel Parent. She's the awesomest co-host. Thank you. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Mackenzie. We'll be back tomorrow live because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.